Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I'm sure those of you who listened to some of my booze recently, read my blogs or watched videos, know that I'm in the process of helping to produce and compile a local music CD, all in aid of the restoration of Hastings Pier. And that's all in production. We're hoping to get that literally in the next few days, the copies of that, physical copies, so to speak. And been having a bit of publicity recently. There's a nice article in the local paper, which we have been delayed by a couple of weeks for various reasons, with a nice photo and everything, and that was well received, and it was also repeated in a local free paper as well, which in some ways more people might actually look at. So that was quite good. And there's also the newsletter that goes out from the people, the Hastings Pier and White Rock Trust as well. And out of that came an invitation to do an interview, which I did yesterday for BBC Radio Sussex. Okay, they tied it up with like a little feature that they do on a Friday where they pitch somebody from East Sussex, where I am, against somebody from West Sussex, and they have a little light-hearted quiz at the end. But it's usually people who are involved in sort of charitable events and helping them to promote those as well and talk about them. So there's a certain limited amount of time that you're able to talk about the CD or whatever your charitable event is. But it's quite good, quite well done, and they actually managed to play a snippet of the music which I'd sent them, and I think I got everything across as well as I could do with the limited amount of time. And also the questions that you're asked, as someone pointed out to me beforehand, it's all very well doing an interview, but if you're not asked the right questions, it's very hard to get what you want across. Yes, you can hijack the interview in some way, like a politician might do, and just bulldoze straight through and just say what you want to say and don't take any notice about what anybody else is saying. But it's a bit different when you're in my position and you're being asked to be interviewed. A politician has probably got more clout, I suppose, in that respect. But one of the things that I noticed about it, and was actually talking about this to somebody earlier on today, was that I've done a reasonable amount of local radio and things like that. I've done a fair amount of DJing as well. And I've interviewed quite a few people, only local people, on air within the studio, not usually by phone. And I've been interviewed as well, usually in a fairly light-hearted manner, admittedly, in the Hastings Rock Studios when I've been there and the DJ says, hey, come here, Andy, and let's have a chat about this or something along those lines. And the other day, I felt far more uncomfortable doing that phone interview, because it was done via the phone, than I've ever done being in the studio. I was actually thinking at the time, I'd much rather be in the studio now, even if that sounds as though that could be more nerve-wracking. I'd much rather be there actually face-to-face with the person, because you've got that sort of back and forth that you can bounce off of each other. You can see the person's eyes and you can see the way they're thinking. You know what I mean? Any sort of face-to-face contact is always better than actually talking to someone on the phone. And it's quite strange, because you'd imagine that because you're on the phone, and it was quite a weird experience anyway. Okay, it felt just like an ordinary phone conversation. Okay, I could go into what it feels like to talk in a microphone on a radio, in a radio station, and it's a bit like doing a vlog, I suppose, on YouTube or something like that, is that you're effectively talking to yourself because you can't see any of the listeners. And it was a bit like that yesterday. Okay, there were potentially hundreds of thousands of people listening to that broadcast yesterday. I have no idea what the listening figures are for BBC Radio Sussex, but it covers a pretty wide area, so I should imagine that the figures are quite good. But I just wanted to put that across. It was quite strange, and I felt in some ways more nervous about doing that than I've ever done than doing anything else like that as well, which as I said, struck me as being a little bit strange. Maybe it's because you haven't got quite so much control over it, and it does feel a bit weird sort of talking on the phone, and you know, you can't really hear it. You can hear what's going on in the background, and you can't see when that person's going to talk to you and when you go on air type of thing. No one's sort of sitting there pointing, right, we're going to do it now type of thing. So there you go, that's what's happening. As I said, the CD's coming out hopefully next week, and I'll be talking about that a lot more. So there you go, I just thought I'd update anybody who's got any experiences themselves of this type of thing. I'd love to hear other people's ideas and thoughts about that, and what if you've been interviewed, how you felt about it, because it's quite an interesting thing. Maybe it's quite possibly the most people that I've ever spoken to in my life. I'm very sure that that is, but it's quite weird that you don't think about that at the time. You're really just having a phone conversation with somebody. there you go. And it's just, as I said, it's the same with all these other avenues that I use as well. Maybe it's like this as well. I have no idea how many people are listening to this. Yes, I can see it to an extent, but you're never quite sure who might be listening. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.